Welcome to AM Best Audio.
In 2023, managing general agents experienced significant growth, outpacing the broader property and casualty insurance market, according to Conning's latest strategic study on the U.S. MGA sector. The surge in premiums, according to the study, was fueled by hard market conditions across multiple segments and the continued availability of underwriting capacity via fronting companies, even though the terms for this capacity remain stringent. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. And joining us now to discuss that and other findings from the 11th annual study on the property casualty program business market is Conning Vice President of Insurance Research and author of the report, Lauren Cotabile. Lauren, welcome. It's great to see you again. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lori. I'm happy to be here with you today.
Lauren, what drove robust growth in the MGA market in 2023?
MGAs have been on a roll for a couple of years now. And in 2023, they kept up the pace, growing even faster than the property casualty market as a whole. To put numbers on it, MGA premiums went up by 13%, where the market grew by 10%. MGAs appear to have this winning combination made up of top-notch talent, cutting-edge technology, and capital. And in 2023, everything kind of just clicked into place, keeping their growth strong and setting them up for the future. Some of the factors that played a part in the MGA growth included talent. It continues to be on the move. People are switching from traditional insurance carriers to MGAs, and there's also a lot of shuffling happening within the MGA scene itself. Technology also presents significant opportunities for MGAs, yet simultaneously it represents an essential investment that MGAs must be willing to make in order to remain competitive. Rate increases continue for most lines driven by loss costs and inflation trends. The instability and coverage gaps in various business sectors have resulted in increased flow of premiums towards the E&S market, where MGAs play a critical role. And the need for specialized expertise remains the primary factor of MGA growth, given their deep understanding of how to underwrite profitable business.
And are we seeing a similar trend this year?
I would say so. I believe all the trends I just discussed will continue to play an integral part in the growth of the MGA market.
Lauren, why are insurers and reinsurers increasingly interested in managing general agents and managing general underwriters? And how do they help insurers and reinsurers access specialized markets or niche sectors that might be difficult to penetrate through traditional channels?
So the success of MGAs is largely driven by their focus on niche markets and their specialization. By leveraging their market expertise and technology, they're able to find these profits in challenging markets. While many of the large insurers concentrate on broader market coverage, and they often overlook segments where profitability can be a challenge, MGAs, they're honing in on this, on these overlooked lines. With their specialization and dedication to these niche sectors, they're better able to understand the risks, leading to more favorable underwriting results, all of which is why I think MGAs hold the appeal that they do. In some conversations that I've had with MGAs, they've shared that they've pinpointed gaps in the market and crafted programs specifically to fill those spaces. Meanwhile, other MGAs are intent on sourcing underwriters with specific expertise, creating programs that capitalize on their specialized knowledge.
Can you tell us about the current state of the fronting market?
Yeah. So the fronting market had over $15 billion in fronting premium in 2023, with an impressive growth rate of 27%. Fronts have been and continue increasing their market share of MGA-produced premiums, which now stand at 20% of the non-crop MGA premiums. Clearly, the fronts have filled a market need for capacity in the expanding MGA market. The fronting market has also benefited from the robust support with a network of over 200 reinsurers, where the partnership is mutually beneficial. The reinsurers provide essential capital to fronting companies, and the fronting market plays a growing role in contributing to the reinsurance ecosystem. In 2023 alone, the fronting sector ceded over $11 billion in premiums to non-affiliated reinsurers and is on track to cede more in 2024. I will say that the overall health of the fronting market exhibits mixed messages. Most of the fronts continue to generate improved profitability and are growing into their capital bases while reducing their program concentration. Leverage is also increasing, as is premium retention. With so much of the premium being new business, loss experience is still relatively green. And this uncertainty, paired with the high reliance on reinsurance, specifically an outsized exposure to collateralized reinsurance, these risks are supported by relatively modest capital bases for most of the fronts. And one last point that I'd like to make: one would assume that fronts would fall into a bucket of a sale or merger activity at some point. And we've guessed that it would happen before, thinking that the world didn't really need more than 20 fronting companies. But it turns out we may have jumped the gun on that prediction, and we'll continue to watch and assess the future of this dynamic market sector.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
I understand there was a major divergence in the growth rates of MGAs backed by different capital sources. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. So the cover holders at Lloyd's experienced a bit of growth, but nothing wild. Their business went up by just 1% to $7.5 billion. On the flip side, MGAs supported by fronting companies really took off. Like I said earlier, fronting premiums were over $15 billion in 2023, which was a 27% increase. With the growth of the fronting company, the growth of the fronting companies is a combination of strong rate increases across most commercial lines, as well as growth in the underlying MGA market.
You just spoke a bit about Lloyd's. According to the report, Lloyd's remains the largest single capacity provider for U.S. MGAs. How did Lloyd's Markets Delegated Authority business fare last year?
So in 2023, Lloyd's managed to slightly increase its U.S. premium compared to what it was in 2019. This was quite a turnaround, considering they had to scale back a lot in 2020, where they weeded out unprofitable business in the syndicate's portfolios. And in 2023, Lloyd's cover holders wrote premium of $7.5 billion, and that was 1% more than the $7.4 billion that they wrote in 2022. Their binder business is still the biggest chunk of business that Lloyd's gets from the U.S. market, and it makes up 40%, which is more than the direct and facultative business that sits at 38%. Lloyd's is still the top supporter of MGAs in the U.S. market, and in 2023, there were 515 firms based in the U.S. that were writing for Lloyd's.
And what did you see in terms of mergers and acquisitions activity involving MGAs, MGUs, program administrators, and wholesalers in 2023?
Distribution continues to be a source of most of the deal volume in the insurance industry M&A. Last year, there were 1,000 global transactions in insurance, and 900 of those were distribution focused. MGAs continue to be an important part of that. Transactions involving program administrators as a target peaked in 2021 with close to 80 transactions. That number did go down in both 2022 and 2023, but the interest rate environment in those years inhibited some of the deal flow, but we're seeing more stability in interest rates, which should open up transaction activity this year. In addition, the slowdown from the last 2 years has allowed some of the acquirers to accumulate some dry powder that they want to put to work. Attraction for buyers is that they see this as a great way to add products as well as talent and always distribution. And MGAs present a way to invest in the insurance sector without taking on the insurance risk. And also they have a good cash flow. Buyers for these were both PE firms and carriers, but the vast majority are still other distributors. The outlook for M&A in 2024 is more favorable, and there is strong transaction outlook for the second half of this year.
And speaking about the outlook for the remainder of this year, and as we move into the new year in 2025, what can we expect to see in the U.S. MGA market?
It's an exciting time, and the MGA space continues to draw investor interest. In the fronting market, the premium growth for the first quarter of 2024 was up 26%, which was in line with the 27% growth experienced last year. In the MGA sector, we've seen double-digit growth for the last 3 years, and we expect to see that continue, along with M&A activity picking up and continued innovation within the space.
Lauren, this has been so informative and so interesting, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That was Lauren Catavale, Vice President of Insurance Research at Conning. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.